Putin. The centerpiece of this week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. Chinese President Xi Jinping told President Putin on Monday that he was convinced Russians would support him in a presidential election due in 2024, even though the Kremlin chief has not yet said if he will seek another term. Putin, who came to power on the last day of 1999 when Boris Yeltsin resigned, has ruled Russia for longer than any other leader since Joseph Stalin. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said in Brussels Monday if President Putin travels to one of the more 130 countries who signed an international treaty, he should be immediately arrested. European Union foreign and defense ministers are meeting Monday in Brussels as they work to finalize a multi-pronged plan to supply Ukraine with ammunition. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
The roughly $2 billion proposal also includes a plan to increase the EU's production of ammunition in order to better secure long-term supplies. Ukrainian officials have stressed the need for more ammunition aid from Western partners as Ukraine continues its battle against the Russian invasion, now in its second year. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has encouraged EU member nations to approve the plan, saying Ukraine needs its artillery ammunition replenished faster.
I hope that the ministers will, all of them, engage in a final discussion and agree on a very important decision for this afternoon. Otherwise, we will be in difficulties in order to continue supplying arms to Ukraine.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. An American aid worker who was kidnapped in Niger more than 6 years ago and held hostage by terrorists has been released. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The release of Jeffrey Woodkey after more than 6 years in captivity. I want to thank the government of Niger, where I was just last week, for its important assistance in bringing him home.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday called on the world's wealthiest nations to move up the goal of achieving carbon neutrality, also known as net zero emissions, from 2050 to 2040. This, as a new report indicates, time is running out to affect climate change. Guterres called the new report a survival guide for humanity and a call to action.
The 1.5 degree limit is achievable, but it will take a quantum leap in climate action. This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame. In short, our world needs climate action on all fronts, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Secretary General Guterres made the plea in a recorded address, marking the release of a report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which says emissions must be cut in half by the mid-2030s if the world is to have any chance of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. As former U.S. President Donald Trump calls for protests over what he predicts will be his arrest in a New York investigation, the grand jury hearing the case expects yet another witness. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says with all the problems in New York, the Manhattan DA doesn't need to investigate hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump.
It just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Trump has said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and is calling for protests.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
The former vice president also says people are frustrated about
what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country. I think is well-founded.
Pence made his comments on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos during a visit to Iowa, an early voting state, and said he's giving serious consideration to running for president. Julie Walker, New York.
The Ted Lasso cast will be at the White House today to promote mental health. The AP Sagar Magani reports.
The Emmy-winning show's third season started streaming last week. Today, Jason Sudeikis and several co-stars will meet with President Biden, whom a White House official says has seen the feel-good series and is familiar with its message of kindness and empathy. The meetings aimed at discussing the importance of addressing mental health to promote overall well-being. The president's been calling on lawmakers to boost efforts toward fighting what he calls a mental health crisis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
First VOA News.
And more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.